This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello, welcome to Comic Book Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Comic Book Noise can be found at comicbooknoise.com and is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. Alright. I have been extremely busy since Heroes Con. So there's a bunch of updates that I did while I was on the road that I did for the patrons. And if you want to become a patron, go to comicbooknoise.com/patron, or is it patron? I can't remember. Anyway, there's a link on Comic Book Noise. And it was just for them. And later, when I actually get the time to sit down at my desktop computer, I'm going to put all the pieces together and put them on this feed, but I just haven't been able to find the time. Not only is this like an extremely busy time at work, but when I get home, I'm just so wiped out that I've barely been able to read comic books. Right? Luckily, these certain biological functions require me to sit down for long periods of time. Therefore, I have to sit down, so I have had an opportunity to read some things. One book that I'm really enjoying is Noble. I believe it's by Lion Forge Comics, and it's about a black superhero. At least I think he's a superhero so far. He's a superpowered being who people think are dead. They think he is dead, I should say, except his wife, who doesn't exactly believe it, and so she's going to go look for him, and that's how they ended the first issue. It's really good. The artwork was really strong. I want to say Brandon Thomas wrote it, but I'm not 100% positive. I actually read it a few days ago. If you get an opportunity, I would recommend picking it up. I don't know how to put it. It's familiar but different at the same time. You know, it's familiar in the way that things are drawn. I hate to say standard comic book art, but when you look at this artwork, you know, okay, this is superhero artwork. As opposed to something like the book Watson and Holmes, just off the top of my head, right? You know that that's the way that it's drawn and the pages laid out. This would not be a superhero book, right? Just from the images itself. But with Noble, yeah, it's definitely a superhero book. But the story that it's telling is being told in a traditional manner. But at the same time, it just feels different, right? It doesn't set up a black superhero, so automatically the supervillain has to be a white guy, you know, usually an old white man. If you don't believe me, look at Hardware. There were a couple others like that, but it's just, I don't know, it's just, I liked it. I like the pacing of the story, for one thing. The scene flowed logically, should we say, from scene to scene, instead of sometimes with a lot of books, you can tell that there was probably like a page or at least a panel or two that had been cut in the editorial process, and so it goes for a very blatant or drastic or jarring jump from one situation to another. You don't really get that here, right? There are a few scene changes, but they make sense. You know, I don't know how best to put it. Anyway, it's by Lion Forge Comics. It's called Noble. I read the first issue and I really enjoyed it. I have the second issue. I just haven't had a chance to sit down to enjoy it yet. Anyway, I believe this is my ride, so I am done making a lot of noise. A lot of comic book noise. Take it easy.
I'm gonna see.